Hello.
Hello, good evening. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're conducting a statewide public opinion poll, and we would like to include your opinions. First of all, are you a registered voter in Ohio?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. The survey is on the topic of gun safety, and the first question is, do you feel the secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of gun ownership? Yes, it is, or no, it is not.
Yes, it is.
A firearm is considered securely stored if it is either in a secure storage device that is also locked and can only be unlocked with a key, a combination, fingerprint, or other similar means, for example, a safe, container, case, or lockbox, or made temporarily inoperable by a tamper-resistant locking device, such as a cable lock or a trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through and stored in a place where a person who is prohibited from handling it, such as a child, cannot reasonably gain access to it. So would you support or oppose a state law in Ohio requiring that firearms be securely stored?
Support.
Support or oppose, okay. And would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defines secure storage to include a locked safe? Support or oppose?
Support.
A locked container or case?
Either one. Support.
Okay. A lockbox or other device that is designated to be or which can be used to store a firearm. Support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you. And will you support or oppose a state law requiring that the storage be accessible via a key lock? Support or oppose?
Support.
A combination lock?
Support.
And the last one, a biometric identifier such as a fingerprint.
Not support.
Oppose? Okay. And if a firearm is in a storage device, such as a lock safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it should or should not also be required to be unloaded?
Unloaded.
Okay. If a firearm is not in a lock safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it is or is not sufficiently secure if it is equipped with a cable lock or trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through, and is also kept in a place where a minor cannot reasonably gain access to it? What do you think? Yes,
think
it is secure, or no, it is
it
not
is secure? It is not secure. No, it's not
okay.
Secure.
And if a firearm is not in the physical possession of its legal owner or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, will you support or oppose a law that requires that gun to be stored securely?
Support.
And searches of homes and cars often require law enforcement to get a search warrant. Will you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it also includes language making clear that law enforcement cannot use this secure storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant? Support or oppose?
They would need a warrant.
Okay, support that the law requires firearms to be securely stored, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And will you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it? Support or oppose?
I don't know. I'm not sure on that.
Will you support? I will repeat the statement, okay? Maybe you change your mind. Will you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it? Will you support?
You know, I really don't know how to answer. I don't know.
Okay.
I can't answer
problem.
That one. I'm sorry.
Okay. We can skip that question. And we're almost done, by the way. And thank you so much for your time.
No problem.
Prosecutors have discretion to legally decide whether or not to file charges in particular cases. Will you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to formally assess every incident in which a minor child discharges a firearm, except for when hunting under the supervision of an adult?
I don't know on that one either. I'm sorry. Those
but
ones are, you know, yeah, those are the ones that make you, you know, wonder, are they approaching on our Second Amendment rights on that? So that kind of scares me.
I understand. It's a very tricky question.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Maybe if I repeat this then, and maybe you change your mind. Will you support or oppose?
I don't say I know. I personally don't know. Yeah, I don't personally know how I feel on it. I'd really have to sleep on it. I'm sorry.
But the next one, okay? Will you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to record in writing any charges filed against an adult gun owner in connection with a minor illegally discharging a firearm and make that record available to the public?
Those legal questions, I don't have an answer for that. I wish I did. Those are really confusing for me. I guess whoever did this, whatever research, maybe let them know that they need to give these people another situation maybe to answer it,
But
something
imagine,
else. I don't think.
Just imagine, not, based on what you know.
Yeah. I'm sorry?
So, just imagine, based on what you know, would you support?
I don't know. It's not black and white, so I can't say yes or no. There's a gray for me in those.
Okay.
Well,
two questions, okay? For statistical purposes only. In terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
I'm an Independent.
And what is your age? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 and over?
What was that again? 39 to what? I'm sorry?
18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to
64. 35 to 49.
Thank you. And which one of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White, Anglo, Black, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, or other race not listed here?
I'm white.
Thank you. And regarding your gender, do you consider yourself male or female?
I consider myself female.
Thank you so much. And this concludes the survey. Thank you for your participation. Your opinion is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help. Have a great evening.
Oh, no problem. Take care.
Thank
Good luck. Bye-bye.
Yes, well.